We didn't buy our wash rag, dish rags then.
Well, what about when you took a bath? What would you dry yourself off with?
Well, we dry them with a towel.
And now, of course, in those days you didn't have running water in the
No, we'd have to, if it was cold water, cold weather, we'd just heat our water in the tea kettle, you know, and put it over in the tub, and then take a bath in the tub.
Oh, yeah, you take a bath.
Yeah.
Of course, nowadays, you call those, like, on a sink like they have nowadays, the thing that the water comes out of, you call that a
faucet.
And when on the side of a house, when somebody's got one of those, you call it a... Sometimes people have them on the sides of their house. Have you ever seen...
Yes, I had one out to the corner of my house when I was home down there.
At Alma?
And,
What would you call it then?
We just called it a spigot, I believe, or something like that. Yeah. Put the pipe run up, you know, and then faucet on that, you know, for the water, turn the water on.
And did you ever have much trouble with your water pipes freezing?
Yeah, my water pipe would freeze from the ground up, it on the outside, and it would freeze in the wintertime. But my son-in-law come and wrapped it with toast sacks, you know, and get tied it on there, got it to where it wouldn't freeze.
Well, when it would freeze, did it ever...
And then I never did let one bust.
Did have that happen.
But some of them did.
Yeah, I thought that sometimes they did.
Some of them did bust, but we always wrapped ours real good, you know, and kept it from busting. Some people on the outside, you know, there's a bust.
Well, you were telling me that you would put your soap in a barrel, I think.
Yeah.
That you said.
Well, and we take something and dip it up, you know, put it in a pan to take to the wash place where we wash.
if you bought, like, molasses, if you bought molasses or something, what would it come in?
In buckets. We generally made our
own. Oh, you made yours?
Sorghum. Sorghum molasses.
Uh-huh.
And that, of course, they put that, long time they put it in barrels, you know, had a whole barrel full of sorghum.
Oh.
Then they got to put it in gallon buckets, you know.
Oh, I see. What about lard? What would that
be? Well, we'd put them in lard stands, you know. 50-pound lard stands and 25-pound lard stands.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, if you had something that you had to, salt or something that you might buy at the store?
Yeah, but we always bought a whole barrel of salt in the fall to salt our meat.
Oh, that's how you buy.
Of course, that would do us the whole year.
Oh,
we'd buy a whole barrel full, you know, and then we'd salt our meat then, because we had to kill 5 or 6 hogs, you know, to feed that bunch of kids.
Well, of course you did. Well, did you ever, if you were getting the salt, like if you wanted to put it out into something smaller, you know, when you got it out of the barrel, did you have a
little jar, you know,
that
I could get my hand down in.
Well, when you had to, if you wanted to pour something out into something smaller without spilling it, would you put it in something that
funnel.
You'd have...
Something
like that. Yeah. And, well, that's interesting. You'd buy a whole barrel of salt.
Oh, Lord, yes. And we used to buy sugar, you know, whole barrels of sugar.
You did?
I can remember when we bought the whole barrels of sugar.
Oh.
We buy a whole barrel of brown sugar and a barrel of white sugar. And I can remember when we took our wheat to meal to make her flour.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I know. Take a whole wagon load of wheat in the fall of the year and make flour enough to do them all winter, you know.
Oh.
That's the way people used to lay up for something to eat.
So you would just, what about corn? Did you take it to the
meal to make her cornbread?
You'd have to take Wheat and corn?
Yeah, to make her bread.
Well, when you were taking that corn to the mill, you have to take it in a wagon, I guess.
Yeah, we'd always took about 2 bushel at a time because we'd have to go through often, you know.
Uh-huh. Of course, it'd have to. Oh, and when you'd be taking corn,
then the wagon, yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard anybody call that a turn of corn?
Yeah, yeah.
Would they say that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh.